episode 233, Clean Out the Refrigerator.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. It is so awesome that you're here. I'm excited to see you and spend time with you. I pray you're having an incredible week. I pray that you are just totally enthused and full of energy for life. Because today, we're talking about the refrigerator. Are you ready to clean out the refrigerator? I know it doesn't sound like too much fun, but we're going to make it fun. I promise you, we'll make it fun. Okay, so I've been missing some of you. I haven't heard from you in a while. Come on over to createyournow.com. Leave me a message. Sign up for the newsletter. Look, I'm getting it together. We've got the new newsletters that it's going to start coming out. The goal is yes, at least once a month. And ultimately, I'm looking at once a week just so we can further the conversation. I can go a little bit more in detail. Again, it's here to serve you. So go to createyournow.com and sign up for that newsletter. All right. Now, we got to talk about cleaning. No mama wants to ever talk about cleaning. I don't think anybody, whether you're male or female, I don't think anybody really wants to talk about cleaning because it's just easier to, well, not worry about it. But man, those dust bunnies, they get kind of big. And I found a few myself cleaning out the refrigerator. Well, you'll hear more of that story later. I'm amazed how much stuff we accumulate. I mean, think about it. Have you looked around your house lately? Not only in the bedroom and the family room and directly, specifically on the counters, but in the refrigerator. Stuff doesn't make life easier. In fact, it can hold you back and clutter your mind, body, and spirit. Do you sometimes feel like all you have is a bag here and a box here, and then you have a stack of papers there, and then, oh, wait, then you've got the to-do box, but the to-do box is really from like 4 months ago, and you're not really using it as you originally wanted it to be? Yeah, you're not alone. I really do think that a lot of us want to be organized, but because of how busy things are and how on point life is, we are so in the moment all the time, meaning that information floods you within seconds of it happening. That is just kind of mind-blowing. Way back when, in the olden days for me growing up, you know, it may be a day or two before we would get a report. And if there was a special news report, it wasn't happening right then and there. They gathered more information. And now when something happens, man, social media blows up and people are like, well, why don't you know the answer to this yet? My goodness, it's been all of 10 minutes. They're barely able to take care of the situation and when it just happened. Oh my, talk about clutter. Clean out the refrigerator. Our lives just get bombarded with it. And it's stuff of information and it's physical stuff. How much stuff do you have that's taking up space? As I was doing my back to school cleaning, which I love to do. Why? Because the kids are out of the way. I can get rid of things. Shh, don't tell the secret to them. Oh, wait, they listen to my podcast. So that's not going to help. The secret's out. But I do. I get rid of things when they're not here. Because then they can't say, no, mom, I got to keep it. I just get rid of it. It's easier that way. So I was doing my back to school cleaning. And really what I found coming out of my mouth was this. Ooh, I knew I had this, but I couldn't remember where I placed it. How many times have you thought, gosh, I know I have that somewhere, but you can't find it. So what happens? You go out and buy something for whatever you're missing. And then what? You find it later. Yeah, well, I found a few of those little kind of sneaky things that snuck up on me. And in the oddest places, at the time, I think it made sense where I put it. But then as I'm thinking back, I'm like, well, that was a really stupid place to put it. So my day then continued with cleaning. And guess what? I got to the refrigerator. Oh, now, if this is your favorite thing to do, you need to call me. Seriously, call me. I'm here. We need to chat because really, who wants to clean the refrigerator? Besides the bathroom, the refrigerator can be one of the messiest places in your home. I don't know, but the milk seems to explode in there. And it doesn't explode like just all in one little area. It's like little splatters. And how does it get to the top shelf? It doesn't fit on the top shelf, but there's milk up there. And then it gets in drawers that are like two stories below it, and it's not even near there, but it's everywhere. Then you have crumbs. Today, I was actually getting out part of the grapes. You know how the grapes come off? And they have just a little, I mean, it's just so, you know, millimeter. So small. But just kind of like the little ends of the grapes. And I'm like, why do I have so many little grape ends? And then the strawberries, I found some of the, I don't even know what you call it on a strawberry. You know the little pits? They're not really pits in a strawberry. The little darker areas within actually on the strawberry. Well, it's like I had those little like fuzzy things. And I'm like, I know we love strawberries. And we do. The whole family loves fresh strawberries. So we have, as long as I can get them in season all the time, I've got strawberries all the time in my refrigerator, which is great. I mean, strawberries, berries as a whole are totally good for you. But it leaves kind of a dusty mess. I mean, I'm sitting here cleaning out dust bunnies in the refrigerator. Do you have any hiding? Or is this just me? Am I just the crazy woman that has dust bunnies in her refrigerator? So I began to take everything out from the fridge. I really thought, you know, I would just start by dumping the leftovers. That really was kind of my whole plan. However, I went a bit further. Yes, I did. I organized and cleaned the shelves. And on top of that, I rearranged the shelves. Now, the milk was on the left side of the refrigerator. Well, now the milk's on the right side of the refrigerator. Oh, and along with, you know, certain tall canisters. And then I organized it based on where I wanted it. The coldest part of the fridge, the not so cold, because you don't want to put things too high up because they can freeze sometimes, et cetera, et cetera. Then you got to keep them lower. It just depends on how your fridge is set up. And I found myself. So it didn't take that long, but it was probably about a 45-minute excursion. I thought it would just be like 10 minutes to take out the leftovers because sometimes we eat a lot of the leftovers, but we'd gone on vacation and there were a few things in there. I thought, oh, you know what? It's just time. I need to clean out the refrigerator. So it was done and it looked spectacular. I was smiling from ear to ear. I felt like at that point I could conquer the world. Not only was the outside clean, but the inside was clean too. And when the kiddos came home from school, they even made a comment. They were like, well, Mom, you switched that here and then you put that there. Wow, I can just go right here. I was like, yeah. So that made me even more happy because they even saw the whole organization and how useful it was. And it wasn't cluttered. They could see things. I'm like, wow, Mom, I forgot we had those. I'm like, yeah, they were stuck in the back. Oh, cool. I'll eat that for a snack today. Amazing. Clutter. You don't realize how clutter can cramp your lifestyle, sabotage your goals, and sink your dreams before they even begin. It is crazy. Absolutely. And if this is not you and you just have the most organized house in the world, then I'm telling you that's your business. Seriously. Because most of us out there, and I'm holding my hands and my toes and everything up high saying, that's me. I mean well, but come on, we've got a big family and I've got a lot of stuff. I can remember when we moved, and I actually told you all this story already, but I'll tell you again anyway. So we moved from Kansas to Texas. We moved from a three-story house. Okay, it was a walkout basement. That's why I say three-story. So, but you know, two of the front entry was ground level along with the back entry, which was ground level because it was a walkout. So it was technically a three-story and it was huge. It was 3,000 square feet. And that was actually our first home we purchased. Now that sounds honking huge, but it was a God thing. It was a blessing from him. We got a great deal. I mean, it was just one of those things. It wasn't a mansion, even though by size it sounds like a huge mansion. It really wasn't, but it was usable space and exactly what we needed it for. We were moving in as a family of five. We moved out as a family of six because I was pregnant with our fourth baby when we moved out. And I also at that time had an in-home licensed day school. And so I was taking care of not only my own children, but other people's children. I could have up to 12 children at a time Anyway, long story short, when we moved from Kansas to Texas, we moved from that size of a home with our own private, you know, backyard, totally fenced in, privacy fence, et cetera, which my husband, I got to brag a little bit. He did it all himself after working a night shift. And I mean, it was crazy, absolutely crazy and to do it. So for those moms, if you've had your hubby do your fence, man, give him extra love because it is, it's a lot of work. Okay, so we're back in Texas. Well, we're not back in Texas, but we're moving to Texas. And in order to do, it's for my husband's education, so we were only going to be there in Houston for a year. That was the plan. And that's what it ended up being. But that was the plan. And so we moved into a complex within the area that my husband was going to be trained at, and so, because it would just be easier. And at that time, we were going to homeschool. So we did not have to take into account schools, you know, school systems and where we were located, et cetera, et cetera. And the kids were all young. So we went from a 3,000 square foot house to a 1,500 square foot apartment on the second floor, three bedrooms only, with just a little deck. That was it. And the garage could fit one vehicle. Ah, talk about crazy. I had the biggest garage sale ever on the face of the earth. I mean, I did. I actually did make thousands of dollars on the garage sale, and I priced everything really well. I just had so much stuff. Now, it worked in that house, but it didn't work where we were going. You see, you don't realize how clutter can begin to cramp your lifestyle, sabotage your goals, and sink your dreams. If you've been living in one place, with which a lot of you, okay, I haven't had that privilege to be able to do that, but a lot of you have been in one place or maybe just two places, and that's been the majority of the time where you have lived. Think how much stuff you have accumulated. So guess what? Your kiss, the kiss, keep it simple strategy is this: declutter and let go. That's it. Declutter and let go. Your lifestyle and your goals and your dreams are more important than the quote unquote stuff that is holding you back. It is. And so it's time that you declutter and let go. And this is how you're going to do it. Are you ready? We're going to keep this simple. Number one, you need to ask yourself, what areas do I frequent the most? What areas do you frequent the most? Okay, make a list. Now, unless you have a mansion, you're not going to have that many areas. But think about what areas are used the most and the areas that you use the most. That's the key here, because you can go and you can take care of your husband's office, but really he needs to be involved in that. So think about the areas that you and the majority of the family frequents the most. So make that list. Okay, number two. You need then to begin the declutteration. I just made a new word. Isn't that cool? Declutteration. It sounds awesome. Declutteration with the areas that impact you the most. So of the list, you just made the list, and maybe you've got a few in mind already. You need to pick your top three. And I say your top three, why? Three's a magic number. Three's doable. Yeah, I would like to go through every single room in my house, but if I start that now, it'll look like I just moved in and my husband will just move out because it will be beyond chaotic. He likes an orderly home, clean. Everything has a place. So probably not a good idea to start a project here and a project there and a project here. And also, it just gets overwhelming for you. And then you don't feel successful and you haven't accomplished anything, and so you back away from it. So nope, we're not going to do that. Look at your list and pick the top three, okay, the top three that impact you the most, okay? Now, number three, top three, get it, number three? Number three, from those top three, you are going to start with the biggest project. Yes, you are, because you don't want to do it anyway. You have wanted to do this project. I know you have. If you're looking at an area in your house and you're looking at it going, gosh, I've been wanting to do that, but I don't feel like it right now. You just keep putting it off. So don't. You're going to start with the biggest project. However, you're going to look and work it and declutter it little areas at a time. Does that make sense? So You're starting with the biggest, but then you work in the littlest clumps, okay? So you're kind of like clustering your area. So if you've got a huge bedroom and you want to work on literally taking care of everything in there, your closet and your, don't look at your bedroom, though, as your closet, because your closet isn't in your bedroom. It's off of your bedroom, right? So don't look at that. If you say, gosh, you know, I just have this corner that's got stuff in it. I need to get rid of those bags and those boxes. I haven't gone through it. In fact, what is even in there? Then start with that corner, okay? So you're going to work the projects, the top three that you picked, biggest to least. Because guess what? When you get that biggest project done, you are going to feel so empowered. You're like, yes, I can conquer. And I know I can do anything. And you're just going to feel so accomplished. Right? Your report card will be A++. Okay? So, are you exhausted yet? All right. So, now that you have biggest to least, you're in the area.
Dun, dun, dun!
It reminds me of this crazy squirrel. I don't know. My kids found it on, or maybe actually it was my hubby who found this thing. I'll have to find it and maybe put it on the page. But it's where this squirrel just kind of looks at you weird. I think it's a squirrel. Anyway, I'll check back with you on that one. But regardless, dun, 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 you are in your area now. You're in the zone of where you're going to work. So you're in that area. You need to ask yourself these questions as you're going through the items, okay? Have I used it in the past year? Yes or no? That's it. No babies, no maybes. It's either yes, I have, or no, I haven't. If you look at it and go, oh, what's for decoration for Christmas? Well, that means you used it in the last year. If you have not, okay, if the answer is no, I have not used it in the last year, then you have two options. You need to look at yourself. You need to look at it and really ask yourself, what's the purpose of this? Why do I have it? Okay, I'm going to give you some examples here. And then from there, you're going to donate it or trash it. Those are your only options. Okay. Now, however, what's the purpose of it? I'm going to backtrack here just a minute because we have something in my father's. You know, my father passed away. It'll be coming up to 3 years here this coming February of 2016. I cannot believe time has flown by so fast. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it has been that long. And so anyway, going through that, and we have his robe that he wore. We have his robe that he wore when he was a chaplain, and it also he wore that when he married us. And is that something that I've used in the past year? Well, the answer to that question is no. However, what is the purpose of it? Well, that is kind of something special to us. And so am I going to trash or donate it? Of course not. You may come across those things, but the problem is sometimes we have those things in the wrong places. And so if your purpose is I'm keeping it because it's a family heirloom, or it's something that I eventually might need for work later on, something, you know, et cetera, something like that, that there is an actual purpose to it, then you know that you're going to need to find a place for that at some point. And it may not be in your front closet, okay? But yet it was convenient to put it there because why, you had space there. But you're going to be creating space as you go through the decluttering and letting go process, okay? Does that make sense? So you need to ask yourself, what's the purpose of it? Again, if it's something that is a family heirloom or something, okay, great. So you're going to make sure you protect it. And eventually you'll find a place for it. But for now, it's saved, okay? Otherwise, if you haven't used it within the year, you're either going to donate it or you're going to trash it, okay? If it's junk, do not donate it. If there are holes in the pants, do not donate it, okay? Don't sit there and say, oh, but these jeans still have another 2 years out of them. No, they don't. If there's holes, no, they don't. Don't give something away that's trash. Why? Because I love donating. And your Salvation Army and your Goodwills and all of those places, your churches, they have to go through your stuff when you donate it. So why give them more work? If it's not good, throw it away. Don't keep a broken lamp. Throw it away. Don't keep an old computer. Go find a computer shop that will take it and may even pay you for the parts. Imagine that. Okay? So there's lots of different things. Also, with clothes, for example, you can actually begin to make some money on it. If it's good and you're going to donate it, you can either donate it or you may want to take it. If you've got some nice snazzy stuff, take it to the consignment shop. Call them and say, how do you need your stuff organized? Do you take this? And ask them. If you're a businesswoman and you have suits, call a local small business, your SBA, your small business association. Because unless if you know already of people in your area, but a lot of places now are popping up around the country where they take dress clothes, okay, your suits and nice dress slacks and skirts and nice blouses, and they use them and give them to single moms or people who are homeless trying to go out in the workplace, and they're trained and they're taught how to wear the clothes, donate to those groups because they are awesome. So you can search for them online. You can call your SBAs, usually know them. Or if you have a women's group in your area, or if you have a large church, they may even have those answers. But it's important to be able to give back. But if it's trash, remember, then trash it. It's okay. It's got its use, and it's okay. And you know what? Nowadays, things start to wear out easier. They're not made quite the same. I've got some suits that were made way back when that are outlasting any suits today. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So that's what you got to do. Declutter and let go. Okay. What areas do you frequent the most? Start to declutter you're going to start to declutter with the areas that impact you most. And you're going to pick those top three. From those top three, you're going to start with the biggest project and work to the least project, just the top three. Then when you do it again, you just rinse and repeat this whole thing. Remember, when you get to the area, if you've visited or used it or worn it or decorated with it, or okay, maybe not even eaten it, but any of those things within the past year, it's a keeper. Otherwise, you need to ask yourself, what's the purpose of it? If it's a family heirloom or something that you're keeping, it's special to you, then fine. But you know what? Every pair of jeans that you've ever owned is not special to you. You do not need 25 pairs of jeans. Okay, get rid of them. Why do you keep buying a new pair of jeans if you have that many? You don't need that many. Okay, I'm just saying. I love you. So go out, and clean out the refrigerator. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.